This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of The Progressive Magazine, and welcome to Progressive Radio. Today, I'm really honored to have in the studio with me Lucas Benitez, co-founder, co-director of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers based in Florida. This is the group of farm workers that won that historic agreement with Taco Bell last year. Now they're going after McDonald's. For his courageous work, Benitez received the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Human Rights Award back in 2003. Lucas Benitez, welcome to Progressive Radio.
Gracias.
Tell me, how did you become involved with the coalition?
Yo me envolví en eso hace 13 años cuando llegué a este país.
I became involved with the CIW 13 years ago when I came to this country.
You came from Mexico?
Sí, soy originario de Guerrero, México.
Yes, I'm originally from Guerrero, México.
And you went straight to Florida then?
Yeah, sí, porque tengo ahí familia que ha estado por décadas.
Yes, because I have family that's been there for decades.
And how did you find conditions there?
Las condiciones eran terribles.
Conditions were terrible.
Era cuando llegué a Immokalee, como decía, Immokalee era como un pueblo sin ley.
Immokalee was like a town without any laws.
Abusos de cualquier tipo por parte de los patrones.
All types of abuses by the growers.
No te pagaban las horas completas, te maltrataban física y verbalmente.
They did not pay you for all of your hours worked, physically abused you.
Era todo eso que estaba pasando ahí.
There were several things that were happening there.
And so you decided to form this union.
Sí, así decidimos formar la coalición de trabajadores de Immokalee.
Yes, we decided to form the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Empezamos como un proyecto al principio.
We initially started as just a project.
And was it difficult to get started?
Era bastante difícil y ha sido bastante difícil ya que Immokalee está compuesto por tres etnias, se podría decir.
It has been difficult. It still is difficult. It's especially because of the fact that there's Immokalee is composed of three different ethnicities.
Mexicanos, guatemaltecos y haitianos.
Mexicans, Guatemalans, and Haitians.
So, la lengua era uno, y ha sido uno de las barreras como difíciles de romper.
So, the language barrier has been one of the most difficult to break.
Pero lo hemos ido haciendo poco a poco, y hemos formado de lo que era antes una reserva de labor.
And were people afraid to form a union because, or to join the group because of fears that the bosses, the growers, would fire them or beat them up?
Correcto. Es eso que nos llevó a formar la coalición.
Yes, it was exactly that caused us or pushed us to form this coalition.
Porque necesitábamos ir teniendo nuestra propia voz.
Because we needed to have our own voice.
Now tell me about an incident I read about back in 1996 with a boy who evidently just wanted to get a water break. What happened?
Eso era muy común en esos tiempos.
That was very common in those times.
De casos que solamente se reportaban, se tenían récords de 5 o 6 casos por temporada en Immokalee.
There were about 4 or 5 cases reported a season in Immokalee.
Y esto es lo que reportaban, más los que no reportaban.
And those were just the ones that were reported. There were several more that were not reported.
Esta vez en el 96, un compañero guatemalteco.
This time in 1996, a fellow worker.
De Guatemala.
From Guatemala.
Quiso ir a tomar agua.
Wanted to go get some water.
Y el patrón dijo que no, que él había ido a trabajar, no a tragar agua.
And the boss had told him, no, you came here to work, not to drink water.
Y estábamos hablando de una temperatura de como arriba de 90 grados.
We're talking about degrees up to above 90 degrees.
So era tiempo de tomar agua. Él no obedeció al patrón, fue y tomó agua, y cuando venía de regreso el patrón lo estaba esperando para golpearle.
So he went to go to drink the water anyways, and when he came back, the boss was ready to beat him.
And did he beat him up?
Le golpeó. Todavía nosotros guardamos la camisa con la que llegó el compañero a la oficina.
They did beat him, and in fact, they still have the clothes that he was wearing during that beating.
The shirt was all bloody.
La camisa estaba completamente marchada de sangre.
The shirt was completely drenched in blood.
Y recuerdo, la nariz la llevaba, parecía una manzana.
And his nose looked like the size of an apple.
And so how did your group respond?
Bueno, ahí respondimos con un lema que es golpear a uno es golpear a todos.
And there they formed a saying that if you beat one of us, you beat all of us.
Y decidimos hacer una marcha a la casa de este patrón.
And we decided to form a march to the house of this person who beat him.
Alrededor de 600 trabajadores marchamos a la casa de este patrón.
Almost 600 workers came to this march.
Y dijimos, esto ya no va a seguir pasando.
And we said this was not going to happen anymore.
Y yo creo que ahí fue nuestro primer boycott local que hicimos.
And I think that was where we first had our local boycott.
Did you not work for that boss then?
Yeah, nadie... básicamente este patrón ya no siguió trabajando durante todo el resto de la temporada porque nadie iba a trabajar con él.
Pretty much this grower had no longer any workforce. No one wanted to work with him anymore. So he had to close down.
And so the other growers, the other bosses got the message.
Exactamente. Todos los demás vieron que las cosas tenían que cambiar en Immokalee y no querían pasar por lo que estaba pasando este patrón.
Exactly. All the bosses saw that there was change and that this was happening in Immokalee.
I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to Progressive Radio. With me today is Lucas Benitez, co-founder and co-director of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, based in Florida, the group that took on and beat Taco Bell, and they're going after McDonald's. Now, at the beginning there, those first few years, your group helped expose slavery or indentured servitude. Was that common as well?
Lamentablemente, cuando estamos hablando del trabajo en la agricultura,
sadly, when we're speaking about agriculture,
en este trabajo solamente tienes dos opciones para trabajar.
In this type of work, you have only two options.
O trabajas en condiciones de sweatshops.
Either you work in sweatshop conditions.
O trabajas en esclavitud.
Or you work in slavery as a slave.
And what do you mean by slavery?
Cuando decimos esclavitud, no es que estamos exagerando la expresión o la palabra.
We're not exaggerating when we use the word slavery.
Estamos hablando de trabajadores que son sometidos a trabajar en contra de su voluntad.
We're talking about workers who are made to work against their will.
Con guardias que les vigilan 24 horas al día.
With armed guards 24 hours a day.
Les pagan entre 40 a 20 dólares por semana de trabajo.
You're not paid very much every week.
No, they receive only 20 or 40 dollars per week.
And that's not enough. So that everybody is in debt to the boss. Is that the issue?
Es una de las razones o de una de las cosas que te dicen por lo cual estás recibiendo ese salario.
That's one of the reasons why you're told you're receiving that wage.
Now you have broken up or busted a couple of these rings of slavery or indentured servitude, and how did you manage that?
Hasta el momento hemos llevado a la justicia 5 casos de esclavitud.
As of today, they've helped prosecute 5 cases of slavery.
Y son patrones que ya están tras las rejas.
And they are bosses that are now behind bars.
El último caso, estamos hablando de 3 patrones que entre los 3 hicieron una... Entre los 3 son como más de 40 años de prisión.
The last case involved 3 bosses who together are serving over 40 years behind bars.
And you were personally involved in that one, weren't you? In helping someone escape?
Sí. Sí, yo y otros compañeros ayudamos a escapar a varios de esta gente.
Yes, myself and other coworkers helped them escape.
It's an incredible story I read in The New Yorker that you had set a time for when you would be able to pick up these 2 or 3 people, and you parked your car on the nearby road and you lifted up your hood, the hood of your car, as though you had a radiator problem or something, and then they ran out. Mm-hmm. And it is quite a dramatic story. Why don't we move ahead and talk about briefly the Taco Bell case and how? Why did you begin with Taco Bell?
¿Por qué empezaste con Taco Bell?
Porque Taco Bell es uno de los compradores más grandes del tomate que se produce en Florida.
Because Taco Bell is one of the largest consumers of the tomatoes picked in Immokalee, Florida.
Y que entienda bien, es uno solamente de los compradores más grandes.
And again, that's only just one purchaser.
Y fue que eso que nos llevó a llevar el problema que hemos tenido por años a corporaciones de la industria de comida rápida.
And that was one of the things that pushed us to go against the agricultural industry.
So, but it wasn't like Taco Bell was the worst of all of them. It was one of them. And it was typical, the way they treated people.
Exactamente. Los trabajadores recibimos el mismo trato cuando estamos trabajando, cosechando tomates.
Exactly. The workers are treated poorly at any point.
I mean, I read that that workers picking tomatoes, you need to pick 2 tons a day to earn just $50 or something. Is that correct?
Es 2 toneladas, sí, de tomate para ganar $50 y sin ningún beneficio.
Yes, that's 2 tons to earn just $50, and that's without benefits.
That sounds like brutal work. Now, how were you able to succeed with this Taco Bell campaign?
El éxito de la campaña, yo creo que se debió al envolvimiento de mucha gente de diferentes caminos de la vida.
We succeeded in part by forming a coalition with several different people coming together.
Was that difficult to form that coalition?
No fue tan difícil, porque yo creo que hoy la conciencia está levantándose más acerca de los productos, de las cosas que uno consume.
It was not as difficult because it seems as nowadays people are making themselves more aware of where their food is coming from.
Y, por ejemplo, los estudiantes, hoy día están los jóvenes preguntándose y queriendo consumir más productos que son producidos con comercio justo.
For example, students are more and more becoming looking for ways to purchase food that's produced ethically.
Now, when I heard about the Taco Bell boycott that you were organizing, I'm cynical. I thought, oh, there's no way this is going to succeed. You must have had a different attitude. Why did you think it was going to succeed? Why were you optimistic?
Primero porque, como decimos, nosotros sabemos que tenemos la razón, y ellos lo saben también.
First of all, we knew that we were right, and we knew that they knew we were right.
Entonces, corporaciones como Taco Bell saben que lo que estamos pidiendo no es nada del otro mundo y estamos tratando de solamente vivir como seres humanos.
So we know that corporations like Taco Bell, we knew that this was not something from out of this world, that this was...
this was something that was based in reason.
Based
right?
in reason,
in reality.
Yes, in reality.
Mm-hmm. Y mucha gente pensaba también que iba... que era imposible que una organización, un grupo tan pequeño como la coalición, podríamos traer a la mesa de diálogo y a llegar a un acuerdo con una corporación multinacional.
And there were several people who thought that this was impossible, that such a small group of workers could actually bring someone like Taco Bell to the table to hear our demands.
So what was your secret?
El mezclar... todas estas, toda esta masa de gente.
Mixing the people together.
Hubo políticos. Hubo los estudiantes.
We had politicians, students.
Religiosos.
Religious.
Básicamente hemos creado una conciencia de que el problema de nosotros, los trabajadores agrícolas, ya no es un problema solamente de nosotros.
We've created an awareness that this is not just a problem for the workers.
Sino es un problema de la sociedad americana hoy día.
But it's a problem for American society.
But it's one thing to raise awareness of a problem. It's another thing to put a sufficient amount of pressure on a multinational corporation like Taco Bell that the corporation finally gives in. And so how were you able to apply all that pressure?
Bueno, yo creo que la presión vino de diferentes ángulos, diferentes partes.
I feel that the pressure came from different parts.
Los estudiantes estaban sacando y cerrando Taco Bells de sus universidades.
The students were forcing Taco Bells to close down and leave their universities.
Al momento de cuando nosotros llegamos al acuerdo con Taco Bell, había más de 20 restaurantes ya cerrados por todo el país.
Upon the coalition of Immokalee workers getting their demands from Taco Bell, 20 Taco Bells at universities were already shut down.
Había ya movimientos en más de 300 campuses en todo el país también.
There were movements already taking place at 300 universities.
Los accionistas de la misma compañía estaban moviendo más y más las resoluciones de accionistas, de shareholders resolutions. Nosotros tuvimos en la primera votación un 48% del voto.
During our first vote, first election, we already had 48% of the vote.
At the shareholders meeting?
At the shareholders meeting, correct.
Eso es algo que no pasa muy frecuente.
That's something that doesn't occur very frequently.
Almost never, actually.
Entonces, te digo, y por ejemplo, el expresidente Jimmy Carter también puso su voz y estaba como ayudando a la negociación y moviendo adelante todo esto.
For example, ex-president Jimmy Carter also helped us with our negotiation process.
La familia Kennedy también se involucró.
The Kennedy family also became involved.
And when you finally achieved victory, what was how did you celebrate? How did the coalition of Immokalee workers celebrate this victory?
Era impresionante, primero porque todavía mis compañeros y yo lo recordamos entrando a ese edificio en Kentucky, en Louisville, Kentucky.
It was very impressive. We still look back on it, me and my workers and fellow workers, when we first went to the corporation, the corporate building, and entered.
Era como entrando a un planeta nuevo, como ese planeta reconociéndonos a nosotros como parte de ellos.
It was like going to another planet and having them recognize us.
Era, digo, una emoción que realmente, igual, nosotros no creíamos que iba a pasar tan rápido.
There were huge emotions. Again, we didn't believe it would happen so quickly.
Pero después hubo una celebración con música, con gente de todo el país que llegó a Kentucky también.
But there was also a huge celebration with people from other countries even coming together for a party.
Y regresamos a Immokalee con la noticia.
And we came back to Immokalee with the news.
Y también allá siguieron las celebraciones.
And we continued the celebrations there.
Pero también a la misma vez muy claros de que sí teníamos un acuerdo con solamente uno que vive dentro de este planeta, la industria de comida rápida.
But always aware that this was only one
agreement
with one company within the agricultural industry.
Y buscando y viendo hacia el futuro.
And always looking towards the future.
Y estamos ahorita en eso, en lo que vimos en ese momento después de la victoria.
And that's where we are now.
You're listening to Progressive Radio. I'm host Matt Rothschild. I'm speaking with Lucas Benitez, co-founder and co-director of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, as we just have been talking about. They are the people who brought Taco Bell to heel and made Taco Bell agree to improve working conditions in the fields in Florida. And right now, as Lucas Benitez was suggesting, they're moving on. They have a campaign that is aimed at McDonald's. They've been on a McDonald's Truth Tour, also called the Real Rights Tour. Tell me about the tour.
Esta gira y esta campaña en contra de McDonald's.
This struggle, this campaign against McDonald's.
No es diferente a lo de Taco Bell.
It's not much different from that of Taco Bell's.
Esto es parte de la misma campaña por comida justa.
This is part of the same campaign for just food.
Es una cosa importante como entender.
It's very important to understand that.
No estamos empezando otra nueva campaña, sino es la misma campaña por comida justa en general.
We're not starting a new campaign. This is the same campaign for just food.
And what are the conditions of the growers for McDonald's that you want to improve and change?
Hoy día, primero, los rancheros, las compañías que surten a McDonald's, siguen pagando 40 y 45 centavos por cubeta de tomate.
Now, the ranchers, the providers of tomatoes for McDonald's, continue to pay only 40 to 45 cents
per bucket
of tomatoes.
So, es el mismo salario desde 1978.
It's the same salary that they've been receiving since 1978.
How many buckets can you reasonably harvest a day?
Eso depende mucho de la labor y del clima.
That depends on the labor and the climate.
Porque si llueve, tal vez ya no cosechaste más que una o dos horas.
Because if it rains, you only pick tomatoes for 1 or 2 hours.
Si la labor, tomamos en cuenta que la misma planta se cosecha 3 o 4 veces.
We need to understand that same plant is picked 3 or 4 times.
So, entonces cada vez varía muchísimo eso. Pero en un día bueno, tal vez sí puedes lograr cosechar las arriba de 100 cubetas que estás acercándote a las 2 toneladas.
So, it varies, but in one day you can reasonably pick up to 100 buckets in towards those 2 tons.
But again, that's just $40.
$40 or $45, a veces 50 para las 2 toneladas.
$40 to $45, sometimes 50 for those 2 tons of tomatoes. Mm-hmm.
So you're asking for an increase in the wage.
Estamos pidiendo ya un alivio económico inmediato para los trabajadores.
Yes, we are asking for an increase in wage, an immediate increase in wage for the workers.
Y estamos pidiendo también el otro principio que ya se estableció con Taco Bell, que es la claridad de dónde salen los tomates que McDonald's está consumiendo.
And we're also asking the same thing that we asked Taco Bell, to have a better understanding, make it clear where the tomatoes are going.
Y que los trabajadores tengamos una voz dentro de la industria, dentro del diseño de un código de conducta real, como dice la gira, con derechos reales para nosotros.
And that the workers have a say in this agricultural industry.
Que tengamos la voz para diseñar un código de conducta.
And that they have the voice to help design a code of conduct.
Donde implemente derechos reales para nosotros.
Where rights are directly implemented by the workers.
The real rights.
And you have this with Taco Bell already.
Exactamente. Nosotros con Taco Bell hemos tenido una voz y hemos estado en la mesa ya. Hemos salido de debajo de la mesa para tener un lugar sobre la mesa, en un asiento.
Exactly. Yes, with Taco Bell we have a say. We've come from under the table and now have a seat at the table.
Pero McDonald's lo que está haciendo es tratarnos de quitar de ese lugar que nos hemos ganado con mucho sacrificio.
But McDonald's is attempting to take us away from those rights, from what we've gained.
Y meternos de nuevo debajo de la mesa.
And return us right back under the table.
Tratarnos como unos niños o como máquinas.
Treat us like children, like machines.
Isn't it going to be a little more difficult to get McDonald's to agree than it was Taco Bell? Because McDonald's is so much bigger, so much stronger.
Sí, es mucho más grande. Es mucho más mañoso.
Yes, they are much bigger, much hard-headed.
Pero entre más grande es el gigante, también suena más grande el golpe cuando cae.
But again, the bigger they are, the louder the sound is when they fall.
And you have, again, a coalition strategy. You have helped form a group called Alliance for Fair Food. Can you talk about that? How is that working?
Esta alianza se formó por gente que ya nos ha estado apoyando por varios años.
This alliance formed with people that have already been supporting us for many years.
Y es independiente.
And it's independent.
Y lo que está haciendo esta alianza es básicamente apoyándonos para lograr esto, la comida justa.
And what this alliance is doing is supporting us, pushing us to win this battle for just food.
En esta alianza, te digo, son grupos completamente independientes como el Centro de Derechos Humanos de Robert F. Kennedy.
So this alliance is composed of several different people. For example, Robert F. Kennedy.
Tenemos gente de grupos de Nueva York.
We have groups from New York.
El AFL-CIO.
The AFL-CIO.
También endorsó la alianza.
They also endorsed the alliance.
Y el SEIU también.
SEIU has it well.
Entonces, hay muchos grupos que han endorsado esta alianza.
So there are several groups that have endorsed this alliance.
Yes, I'm speaking with Lucas Benitez, co-founder and co-director of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers based in Florida. I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to Progressive Radio. This tour, this McDonald's Truth Tour, took you to 17 cities. What was the reaction that you got along the way?
La reacción y la respuesta ha sido increíble.
The reaction and response has been incredible.
De todo el público.
By all parts of the public.
Y aquí en Madison, bueno, realmente que ha sido como siempre. Nos sentimos como en casa.
And here in Madison, it's been as always. When they're here, they feel at home.
Toda la gente como receptiva al problema y también apoyando a una solución.
Everyone is very receptive to understanding the problem and very open to working to resolve the issues.
Now, are you planning to encourage people to boycott McDonald's, and how difficult would that be?
Todavía no sabemos. No hemos decidido, tomado la decisión final de qué vamos a, qué acción. ¿Puede ser un boycott?
We still haven't decided. We're working to make a decision. It could possibly be a boycott.
O puede ser otro tipo de acción.
Or it could be some other type of action.
En contra de McDonald's.
Against McDonald's.
What kind of things are you thinking about or considering?
Te digo, un boycott puede ser tal vez no directamente a McDonald's, tal vez indirectamente a McDonald's, pero presionando a la compañía.
It could be McDonald's, directly or indirectly, just pressuring the company.
Digo, hay diferentes caminos que vamos a darle una sorpresa a McDonald's.
There are different routes, and be sure that we're going to surprise McDonald's.
And I say in English, everything is possible in this struggle.
And what do you want people to do who are listening to this program, who are here in the United States, in many different places, listening to the show, what can they do to help your cause?
Pueden ir a nuestra página de internet.
They can go to our webpage.
Vamos a la dirección en un momento.
We'll give you the address in just a moment.
Y ahí pueden imprimir una carta que tenemos, que es a donde quiera que estén escuchando, pueden imprimir esta carta y llevarla a los managers de sus McDonald's locales.
Anywhere you're at, you can go to this webpage and print off a letter that you can take directly to the managers at your local McDonald's.
What does the letter say?
La carta dice que uno está con la coalición apoyando a que McDonald's haga lo correcto.
It says that you are in support of McDonald's doing what is right.
Y que tú como consumidor de McDonald's estás preocupado por lo que McDonald's no está haciendo con los trabajadores.
And that you as a consumer are concerned about what they're doing with the workers and how they're treating the workers.
Entonces, ahí está la carta, la puedes llevar a tu McDonald's local y dejarla ahí.
So it's simple as printing off the letter, signing it, taking it directly to your local McDonald's.
Well, that's going to have to be it. I do want to give the websites. The website is CIW-online.org. That's CIW-online.org for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. And for the Alliance for Fair Food, it's even easier, AllianceForFairFood.org. Lucas Benitez, thanks so much for being my guest. Thank you, Carlos, for translating as well.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Today's program is available online at progressive.org. You can also write to us at 409 East Main Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Our music is by Mufa. Progressive Radio is produced by Elizabeth DiNovella and engineered at Audio for the Arts in Madison, Wisconsin.